And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:26, down 6 on the open. December, 6:41, down 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:37, down a half on the open. December, 6:53.5, down 3.25. March, 6:47, down 4. July, 5:64, down a half on the open. September corn opened at 3:24.5, up 1 on the open. December, 3:41, up 1. March, 3:56.5, up 1.25. May, 3:66.5, up 1. July, 3:75, up a quarter. December, 3:90.25, unchanged on the open. August beans opened at 8:27, up 4.25 on the open. September, 8:35, up 4. November, 8:52, up 4.25. January, 8:65, up 2.25. March, 8:78.5, up 4.75. May, 8:88, up 4.5. July, 8:93, up 3 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 2:15.50, up 2.60 on the open. September, 2:17.50, up 1.40. August soybean oil opened at 37.39, down 1 on the open. September, 37.72, up 6. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 94.30, up 2.5 on the open. October, 99.05, up 7.5. December, 100.05, down 2.5. February, 100, down 10 on the open. August feeders open at 117.10, up 12.5 on the open. September, 118, up 20. October, 118.20, unchanged. November, 117.35, down 25 on the open. August lean hogs open at 73.55, up 27.5 on the open. October, 74.25, up 45. December, 71.40, up 25. February, 72.5, unchanged. And August bellies open at 90.75, down 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
All right, good morning, Dave.
Is the corn market technically carving out a short-term bottom?
Well, you know, we had the ratings drop here yesterday a little more than was expected. They were expecting 1% to 2%. We were down 4%. And, you know, we are sort of finding some support levels in here. I think, you know, as we talked on Commodity Week on Friday afternoon, there's a lot of people in Chicago that felt that the corn yields were not going to be raised a lot on the August report. You know, we're seeing as the crop ratings went down yesterday and comments this morning that the floor is feeling that maybe we went from a 153 down to 151 and continued warm and dry weather this week across some of the dry areas of Iowa will continue to ingrain that. And, of course, no added rains in a lot of the other areas, which is not really hurting some areas, but it's sure not increasing the yields with some of the moisture that way. So we do seem to be on some sort of consolidation phase here, Dave.
You mentioned the good to excellent category. You want to flip that coin over and look at poor and very poor. 9 states of the major 18 states with 20% or more of the crop in very poor to poor conditions. Now 1/5 of the crop struggling on a national basis based upon the drive-by survey window type of look at the corn crop. Do we put any emphasis on that number?
Oh, sure we do, Dave. You know, we look at the states that are rated sort of below the trend. That'd be North Carolina, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And that totals up to 32% of what we figure the corn crop is out there as we're coming across. So, you know, that is a lot of area that is just not looking good. That's a third, folks. The bad part is the above-trend line yield states are Illinois, Nebraska, North Dakota, Kansas, and Colorado. and that's about 35% of the corn crop as we look at in those states. And then Iowa just sort of being on the bubble is whether they're above or below trend line for this year, because we've got parts of Iowa, of course, the southeast Iowa looks tremendous, and we got parts of Iowa like northwest Iowa and southern Minnesota that just don't look so hot. So, you know, it's going to be a real tug of war to see where we're at. And I know as we look at and do our progressive ratings and look at things as if the yield is this and where we stay and, you know, what sort of price projections they are. And there's a whole lot of difference between the 149 and the 152, you know, about a 40-cent different yield in the price projection, Dave.
So what do you think is going to be the case here? Are we looking at some minor price retracement now with potential lower prices into the autumn period?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we're all looking ahead to the 10th here, you know, August 10th, the government, and seeing what number they do stick on things. That's going to be our next benchmark that we do appropriate by. And then, of course, then we're going to look at what actually comes out of the field and, you know, how accurate are our guesstimates. You know, there's a lot of people that tell us that these crop ratings are not a real indication of things, and they say this and whatever, but, you know, a crop that looks really bad very seldom produces really well. So, you know, as we see the crop looking worse and getting worse that way. But we're going to see with the wide basis. We're not sure whether it'll be done on the board or done with the basis, but we do know one thing, whether it's a 148 or a 152, we're going to have trouble finding bin space for all of it.
So what number do you have then as a working resistance number?
As far as the price on the December corn, the resistance,
yes.
Our first resistance is 340.5. Our second resistance is 43.25, and our big resistance is 51. That we would need to break through as far as you know, turning the trend upward.
Turn your attention to the beans. Your analysis there.
Well, I think, you know, looking at the resistance points there, we have sort of broke through the first resistance points. It was at 49. The second resistance is a very strong resistance, sitting at 855.5. You know, and as we look right now, we have broken through that. We're at 56.5, but the next one is 62 to actually turn the trend around there, Dave.
Does the 6 to 10 day forecast, if verify, maybe start another leg down below 840?
You know, and along the way, depending on which weather forecast you're looking at, I know that some were saying somewhat dry through that. I know that freeze notice popped in and is saying that the dry areas could see some rain here towards the end of the week. And depending on where the jet stream lies, depending on whether the southeast and delta getting this rain or not. The delta has been extremely dry in the northern delta, and they could really use a shot of rain. But if we verify and get some decent rains here at the end of the week, next week, through some of the dry areas, well, we'll probably get a little bit easier.
And what, a stop along the way, maybe around 825?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's going to be, you know, whatever we break through here is going to be support back on the way down. And, I mean, yeah, 825 is within reach, but that mm-hmm. would be, you know, like I say, that'd be a pretty hard shot down unless we get some pretty decent rains.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. Is it consolidating at lower prices, taking another pause before another step up to $7, or are we seeing the beginning of a trend change?
That's the biggest question we have out there today. There was a very big feeling thinking that wheat was probably going to go to $7. We're seeing some dry weather in Europe now, so we're seeing a little bit of a break being taken to see how bad the quality was damaged and what we're looking at there along the way. I don't think it's clear over yet, because we've got a lot of time before our next wheat harvest in the world comes on, and if this one does stay under some pressure. But if we do get some dry weather here now, we're going to definitely just consolidate while we take a look and see what the harvest looks like in Europe.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with farmers for over 100 years to advance agriculture and farming way of life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat at 825, now 824 down 8. December 840 down 8. By the way, the September just went down 9 and the December down 8. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 632, down 5.5. December at 650.5, down 6.25. September corn at 325.5 is up 2. December 341.75, up 1.75. March 357.25, up 2. December of 2008, 392, up 1.75. August beans, 833, up 10.25. September, 841.5, up 10.5. November, 857.5, up 9.75. November of 2008, 896, up 5. August soybean meal, 215.80, up 290. August soybean oil, 37.73, up 33. At the Merck, August live cattle, 93.95, down 32.5. August feeders, 116.70, down 27.5. August lean hogs, 73.10, down 12.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.